Track 10. Unit 2. Vocabulary focus. Activity 4.
Are you eating a good diet? It's a question that interests the writer of Eat Well. Sue, you wrote the book. Do you think we have good food habits these days?
Well, some changes have been good. Firstly, I think food's more international now. Things like stir-fried vegetables are quick to prepare and are really healthy. A lot of local dishes where I come from need a lot more time and attention. Secondly, we have more information about food today. We know that the Japanese diet of raw fish and vegetables can help you live longer. We know that boiled rice is better than fried rice, but even boiled rice should be brown and not white. And we know that it's good to have a vegetarian diet for a few days a week.
But there are problems.
Well, yes. One problem is that these days, very few people have the time to choose fresh ingredients and cook, so they might go for takeaway food. When people do have time to buy their own ingredients, they don't have the experience to know if something's good quality. We don't really know what we're eating a lot of the time.
Doesn't the label on the food tell us all that?
Well, some foods are clearly labelled. Soft drinks, for example, can't contain alcohol. But meat products, like a sausage, might have just 33% meat in them. The other 67% is a mix of tasteless food products and industrial chemicals to make the sausage look and taste like meat.
That's horrible.
Absolutely. Supermarkets often use words like fresh or suitable for people on a diet on their foods, but there are very few rules about using these words. Fatty food can still be labelled as low in salt, giving the idea to the customer that it's all healthy stuff. In fact, it's probably really bad for you.
So the customer has a hard time choosing.
I think everyone finds it difficult to choose. There are some farmers and food companies out there who are still producing good quality, fresh food, but the difference between their products and the cheap, industrial stuff is very unclear.